remember if it was New Year's. I think it was just
a like burning paper.
Random days.
Is burning paper part of New Year's as well?
I don't know about that. I feel with like the family that I celebrated with, the only like New Year's celebration we had was the countdown in like the 12 grapes or the 12 wishes. But
you wish on grapes.
Yeah. You eat one grape, and then you wish something, and then you eat another one. You wish something.
Oh, guys, the grapes would be gone before New Year's.
But talking about the countdowns.
Oh yes.
We have another song for you, related about that.
What's on my mind? That question you're gonna regret. Lucky I haven't answered. Yeah, yeah. Do you have time? 'Cause I've got a long, long list of it. You might get bored just listening. My head's up in outer space. I hear you call my name, but words are about to break. Yeah, my words are about to break.
Couple minutes. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Yellow, yellow. Welcome back.
What were those songs that we just listened to?
Those songs, as I feel like this is a little bit of a dad joke.
Oh,
but
oh no.
As we were talking about the Counting Till Midnight, the first song that we played was A Couple Minutes. Well, not A Couple Minutes, but A Couple Minutes by...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, A Couple Minutes by Dempsey Bolton. I hope I said that right. And then our second song was Midnight by Coco Rose. Midnight. You see what I did there?
I do see what minutes, you did there. Midnight. That's so funny.
Wink, wink. But anyways, I guess keeping on the same subject of Christmas and New Year's.
What did we get for Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you want to answer that question first?
I got clothes. I got a nice keyboard. Yeah. Yeah, those are my tops for.
Does the keyboard light up or make like a special the like ASMR clicky clacky sound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that but black.
Mm. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got LED floating keys.
How about you, Ronya? Cool. What'd you get for Christmas?
Clothes.
What'd you ask
shoes?
Santa for?
I don't know. I have like another New Year. So like this one wasn't as like a big deal for my family as that one.
Christmas?
No, it's like another New Year that we have.
So you guys don't celebrate Christmas?
In our country, no. But here, oh, yeah. Okay. So I got clothes, shoes, flowers, chocolate.
Ooh. From whom?
My boyfriend, guy.
Of course.
How about you, Paige?
Oh my goodness.
What did you ask Santa?
I asked him for Nerds gummy clusters, and he delivered.
That's what you asked for?
Yes.
Honestly?
I love those.
Go to the
green.
They're so
Which
good.
One? Pink, blue.
The berry ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The blue.
Yeah, the blue ones.
Oh, I've never had the blue ones.
Blue ones. They're better than the
they're
original.
They're better than the red ones?
They're better than
they're
the
better.
Original.
That's what I think, too.
Okay, yeah. I'll take the opinion. Okay, okay.
100%.
It's just berries, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so they're so good. Oh my gosh, I was like thinking about them, and then I was like looking at my stocking, and I was like, oh my gosh, and there was two of them. There was two bags of Nerds gummy clusters.
Beans.
Oh, Christmas morning was so good. I had so much food. Mm. I made cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, if I hadn't had a good cinnamon roll in a while.
Yeah, they were gone by that night.
Yeah, I imagine. So you asked Santa for Nerds gummy clusters, and that's all you got.
Yeah, from Santa, yeah.
Oh, okay. But what else? Did you only get Nerds gummy clusters?
No, okay. My parents, they got me all my Christmas gifts before actual Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I got like a guitar in November.
Okay, wow.
So, I was like, they were like, do we really need to get you anything? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll just like pull up my guitar on Christmas and be like, yay, thanks, Mom.
That's fair, because holy crap.
Yeah.
They cost. Yeah. I feel like you'll laugh at this.
Oh.
I got a puzzle for Christmas.
How many pieces?
The puzzle?
It's 1,000 pieces.
Mm.
So it's just laying on my table, taking up space.
Mm. You can do that next New Year's.
Do what next New Year's?
The puzzle.
I'm doing it. I'm going to wait till next New Year's to actually complete the... Yeah.
Put in the last
it.
Three pieces. Three, exactly. Two, one.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll look so at the pile funny. Of, like, five other puzzles that I have to complete.
Oh. Did you get anything else other than the puzzle?
I got... What else did I get? I feel like I got... I didn't get any clothes.
Oh, I got bought a myself clothes.
I got a wallet with a huge Nike symbol on it.
Ooh. That's awesome.
I'm never using that.
Oh.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
What
I'll
is
bring
it?
It
what
to
is
you.
It?
It's just a wallet with a huge Nike symbol on
is
it.
Is there like a lot of pouches for it? For like cars?
No, it's just one pouch.
Oh.
Crazy.
They kind of screwed me over. Huh?
My dad's wallet is like one of the pockets cut out of his jeans.
What? What?
My dad's wallet. It's kind of a smaller pocket. It's kind of like the back pocket of your jeans, but mm-hmm. then it like fits his card. And then he cut it out of his, like, jean shorts.
That's... Is there so just, funny. Like, a square hole in your dad's jeans?
Oh, no, he threw them out, like, because they got, like, so many holes in them.
Okay,
but
that's fair.
His wallet. Yeah.
Guys,
it's
I just remember...
It's, like, DIY.
I got another thing.
Slay.
I got a photo printed. Like, you connect it to your phone.
Oh, ooh, that's nice.
Mm.
But what do you mean? You got a photo printed?
A printer.
Yeah, oh, it's like a little, like, yeah.
Ah, I see. That's cool. I see.
You know, like, wait, what kind of... What's the brand?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he was like, oh, I got this. Like, it came online from, like, US or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Slay. I got a whole bunch of gift cards. I got, like, the mall gift card for my grandparents.
Do you guys ever use actual gift cards? I feel like they're always...
Yes, I do. I've used so much money in gift cards. It's crazy. I'm not gonna say.
Wow. Okay.
But it's a lot. Anyways, I'm glad it's not my money.
That's true.
Yeah. No. Me and my friend, we went out for like a Christmas shopping spree or whatever. Mm-hmm. We used all our gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, no. I used all my gift cards. She used some of her own money, some gift cards. We got Starbucks. It was so good. I like never get Starbucks.
Mm. I hate coffee. I absolutely despise coffee.
Do you like the taste of it?
It's not even that. Last time I had coffee, I had a panic attack.
Oh, that's
so that's
good. That's like that's
I feel like tea is better. It just tastes better, and it also has caffeine in it.
What's your favorite tea?
Chai.
Mine is a
chai.
Camel milk.
Me too.
Camel milk?
Oh, well, how do you
chamomile?
You know, when I was younger, I always chamomile pronounced tea. It camel, like the animal.
Chamomile.
Chamomile. Yeah, that's what.
How do you you're even still know these, bro?
I know, yeah.
Huh?
How do you even know the name?
Chamomile?
Like, right away. It's like a flower.
I always drink it when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Okay, yeah.
I don't like so tea. Good.
You see, tea is better. It heals you when you're sick. It tastes good. It has caffeine, so it wakes you up.
It's just like grass like water.
I don't drink either on like a regular basis, but...
I don't know.
To put you guys on.
Don't get the hype from tea. I'd rather like just drink water.
But then why would you drink coffee?
Well, I don't drink coffee very much.
Oh, okay, good.
Because it doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think it's more less of the coffee, more of like the sweetness. Because it's like I got like a caramel thingy. That's really good.
Okay,
but
I
like,
see.
Yeah, my dad says if you can't drink coffee straight up, you can't drink coffee.
That's fair. Yeah, I agree with him.
Yeah.
But how about we go to some other tunes that we have ready?
Music.
Music.
I believe in miracles. I think that you're one of them. A symphony of needs and moves comes rushing to my head. So you can smile again.
cool.
Hello, everybody. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Radio. We're back.
We are back. Back. How are you guys feeling? Well, after talking about, you know, winter break and New Year's, how are you guys feeling coming back to, you know, school and
work? It's a sore subject. There's like 2 weeks left, I think.
What?
From what?
Two weeks left. Till school, the semester ends.
Wait, you guys don't have?
Oh, for the I week or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mean.
Yeah, I'm going skiing again.
Again?
I want to. Yeah. I'm going skiing on
I'm
that
going
week.
To Manning Park.
I want to. And I will.
I forget. You guys are grade 11.
I'm a pro skier.
I actually
that's
have to do
why.
Stuff on that week.
what do you have to do?
I have to do the literacy assessment.
Oh.
Don't laugh at me.
Roni, I don't have it on iWeek.
When is
it's
your...
It's in school, like school time.
Let's do it. Wait, what? Wait, what do you guys do?
Literacy assessment. We do the grade 10
oh, yeah,
literacy
I remember that.
Numeracy,
the numerous,
and then
yeah.
It's like the FSAs.
Actually really good.
Roni, what grade are you
guys,
in?
Guys, I forgot. 12. I forgot the Pythagorean theorem, I think.
What the heck is that?
A squared plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah. I forgot that during the numeracy exam.
That's easy.
It's just ABC.
So.
I know, but I forgot it.
Wait, does this one actually count? Because I remember grade 10 one doesn't count. Does the literacy
all
one
of them
actually count?
All of them count.
They don't. Okay,
no,
they
the
look
grade
at
10
it.
One, they don't even look at it for.
They look bad. At it, but it doesn't matter as much. You just have to, like, pass, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is
but
that.
But UBC
this,
cares
this
more.
What grade are you in?
I'm grade 11.
So you don't have to worry about it.
We're
any
doing that next year.
I know, but like, I just.
You just won there.
It's because he failed the grade 10 one.
I'm curious. I did not fail that one. Why would you assume that?
Nah. Why would you assume that?
Yeah, so, why would you? I did not fail that one.
Doing that during your break, that's so sad.
I know. I could have, well, I mean, okay. It's just going to be one day, and then we're back to a 4-day.
I mean, what else would you be doing other than that?
I mean... What else do I even do? What are you doing, Malik?
I'm putting my hand up.
I think Malik wants to speak.
I have a very curious question.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
How much are the passes for skiing?
Depends on what mountain you go to.
God. Last time depends I dropped like 300 because I had to like rent
for
everything.
One day?
Yeah.
For what?
Depends on what mountain you go to. If you go to a resort, it'll be more. If you go to a mountain closer to us, it'll be less.
Okay, what if like a beginner mountain?
Grouse was 120.
I
want
to say it's like, it's like, usually like 150 is like the base for like season pass. Season pass.
Yeah, for one day. It's so expensive.
What's the season pass? For the whole season?
For the whole season, it would be around 300 something. But
you want a whole season?
But
yeah, I'm going every day.
A day pass at Grouse for youth is like 76.
Youth. It's like the beginner one.
They don't count those. Like,
that's the beginner
he
one,
counts
right?
As youth.
Yeah, because I'm... Wait.
You're after
wait,
you're under 18.
If he's counted...
If you're under 18...
Well, I'm 17.
So yeah. You're a youth.
But I paid like 120.
At Grouse?
Hey, man.
I'm pretty sure.
Then your parents... Yeah.
Just messed up.
I honestly don't know, though. Because I'm... I don't know. My parents buy the passes.
Do the prices vary...
I didn't go with parents.
They
though.
Do. They do vary. It depends on where you go.
Like the mountain height.
No, it's like I don't know, like the prestigiousness of the resort. Like
the one that
mountain you go to. Like the one that I went to on spring break is Sun Peaks, and it's like the second biggest ski hill in Canada, I think.
That's dope.
And it was like 300 something per person per day.
Per person per day?
I think so.
300.
It was like a lot.
You're not going on big snow.
Oh, hell no.
That's like a 7-star.
But that's like a really, like... That was a really nice hill. Like, they had, like, 5 double blacks and then, like, a lot of, like, other things. They had, like, so many chairlifts. That's, like, the highest level of steepness.
Oh.
It was, like, almost vertical.
So, basically, the more you pay, the more you'll...
Well, the more terrain you get to ski on. There's a lot of chairlifts there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of chairlifts there.
Is it less for a beginner?
No.
Oh, what if I go on a smaller mountain?
Actually, it would be more for a beginner because you have to rent your stuff. You have to rent gear. If you have your own skis, that's
I'll
like the base cost.
I'll probably learn it from a friend.
How much do skis cost? Are they very expensive?
I don't know. I got mine off of like Facebook Marketplace. They were not
very...
Oh,
nice. You can get everything
off of Facebook Marketplace. everything, or like hand-me-downs or stuff. But you want to be really careful when you're skiing. You got to like check your bindings and stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to see you like in 7 casts when you come back.
Yeah. Here. No, when you get skis.
Watch me.
When you get skis and boots and you haven't skied with them together, you have to like adjust your skis to your boots.
Oh, so I can't lend it from a friend.
You can, but you have to change the settings and stuff.
All right, for sure.
Which might be annoying for a friend if they ski a lot.
I can't lie. I'm pretty sure Paige can literally get her own show. She's so nice to talk to.
Oh my gosh,
it's
thank
so
you.
So nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a good voice.
My voice is very soothing, guys.
It is.
It's because I'm a singer. I talk a lot.
You don't have to flex on us, okay?
No, I just talk a lot. Yeah. My parents want me to shut up.
That's sad. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic with CJSF's own host, Sasha. But we'll be signing off. Thank you for listening, and we'll leave you guys with some tunes.
Yeah, bye, y'all.
The first one. If someone likes the tune, they're called "Take Me to Heaven" by Baby Girl, and "Head in the Woods" by Ecstasy with 2 K's. So
have fun
with those.
Into the Woods is a musical. Into the Woods is a musical.
I thought it was a game.
It could be either.
Well, anyway,
okay.
Have fun, and we'll see you next. What day is it? Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Bye bye.
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 Eyes open wide. I finally see for the first time what it feels like to meet an angel in real life. And when you leave, I swear to good God it kills me. I'll make amends, be patient till you're back again. And I'll wear my Sunday best for you and wait at the windowsill. My heart till death for you and pray that one day you will take me to heaven. Take me to heaven. I can't wait another.
with your head in the clouds, you're looking down on me. You're not making a sound, yeah, you're not allowed to speak. You're like the wind passing, that's what I think. Yet I remember us laughing, just laughing. With your head in the
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast